so frustrating to have one, two, four apps that I'm waiting on that just are missing one thing.
It's Bonnie.
Hey, is Don in by chance?
No, he's not going to take a message.
Do you know if he's going to be getting into the office today, or is he just kind of in and out?
He works. He goes out with the crews every day.
I got you. He's out on the field right now. I got you.
Yeah, so he's out working. He won't be in until after 5 o'clock.
Okay, yeah, you might be able to help me out then. I'm trying to follow up here with some financing the business did with Direct Capital. Is there maybe an office manager or controller there that I might be able to speak to, or is that kind of all on Don?
Well, it does. I mean, you can talk to me.
Yeah,
my name
so
is Bonnie. Yeah.
Donnie? Okay.
Bonnie.
My name is Bonnie, sorry, with a B.
That's okay.
Yeah, my name is Tyler. I'm actually calling with Cardiff. We had extended a pre-approval finance offer there to Don and the business about 2 weeks ago. They've been recently pre-approved for some equipment and working capital. It looks like the business got pre-approved for right around $250K. Just wanted to touch base there with him to see if he received it, kind of what plans he may have going forward we could help him out with.
Well, actually, right now, we are kind of pretty well good on equipment for the moment. We just acquired a high reach, so...
Oh, okay.
And that was through our bank.
Okay.
So right now, I mean, I think we're pretty good, but I do have the paperwork, you know, the email or whatever, and we'll keep it on file because you never know. It's about ready to be end of the year, so you never know what he might be looking at. But if
yeah,
so, I'll have him give you a call.
Of course. Do you guys tend to take advantage of Section 179 then?
I have no idea what that is.
Oh, okay.
I don't do the taxes. My accountant does.
I got you. No, it's the... You can write off the equipment there on the business there. A lot of businesses have been taking advantage of it just because they increased the max on it last year. I believe it's like right around $500,000 now. So a lot of companies have been taking advantage of that. But the offer we sent out was in direct mail, so he may or may not have even received it. Does he have an email there just so he has it there on file and he can refer to it that way if he hasn't got it yet?
I believe the email is arbor1@outlook.com.
Outlook.com. Outlook.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, I'll shoot him the email there. It's just going to summarize the offer. It'll have my direct contact information in there as well. And like I said, if he does have any plans or interests or maybe just any questions on the programs we do offer, he can just either email me back or my direct line will be in there as well. He can just give me a call.
All right, that sounds good.
I appreciate it, Bonnie. Enjoy the rest of your week.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.